In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyid al-Khalq ajma'in. Muhammadin wa alihi tahirin. Wassahbihi al-Muntajabin. Wa ala tabi'in lahum bi ihsan ila yawmiddin.
Greetings to the Holy Kaaba, the base of monotheism and pilgrimage place of the faithful, the place on which the angels land, and greetings to the Masjid al-Haram, Arafat, Mash'ar, and Mina, and greetings to humble hearts, and tongues mentioning God, and eyes opened with insight, and thoughts which have set examples to others, and greetings to you, blissful Hajj pilgrims, who have succeeded in answering positive to the divine call and are taking advantage of this bountiful occasion. The first duty of Hajj pilgrims is to muse on this global, historical, and eternal positive response to the divine call. Verily, all thanks and blessings are yours, as well as absolute rule, and there is no partner for you, and I accept your call. All eulogies and thanks belong to Him, and all blessings come from Him, and all the rules and power belong to Him. This is the view that is given to a Hajj pilgrim at the first step of this rich and meaningful obligation. And continuation of these rituals take place in coordination with it. And then, like a lasting training and an unforgettable lesson, it is put in front of him and requires him to regulate his life plan on its basis. Learning this great lesson and acting upon it is the same blessed spring which can impart vivacity, liveliness, and dynamism to the lives of Muslims and relieve them from their problems with which they are grappling, both at this time and in all other times. The idol of human proclivities, vanity, and lust, the idol of seeking dominance over others and submission to dominance, the idol of the global arrogance, the idol of laziness and irresponsibility, and all idols that bring humiliation to the endeared human soul will be shattered with this Abrahamic outcry when it comes from the bottom of one's heart and turns into a life plan and will substitute freedom and dignity and health for dependence and hardship and affliction. Brethren and sisters who are performing the Hajj pilgrimage, from any nation and any country, think about this wise divine word. And through a painstaking approach to problems facing the Islamic world, especially in West Asia and North Africa, define for yourself, in view of your personal and environmental capacities and potentialities, a duty and responsibility, and then strive towards fulfilling it. Today, the mischievous policies of America in this region, which are the source of war, bloodshed, devastation, homelessness, as well as poverty and backwardness, and ethnic and religious differences on the one hand, and crimes committed by the Zionist regime, which has taken its usurping behavior in the country of Palestine to the ultimate degree of ruthlessness and evilness, in addition to repeated violations of the sacred sanctuary of the Al-Aqsa Mosque and trampling on the lives of property of the oppressed Palestinians on the other hand, are the foremost problem for all you Muslims, about which you all must think and in the face of which you all must know your Islamic obligation. Religious ulema, political and cultural elites shoulder a much heavier responsibility, which is unfortunately ignored by them most of the time. The ulama, instead of fanning the flames of religious discord, and the politicians, instead of passively in the face of the enemy, and the cultural elite, instead of being preoccupied with the marginal issues, must try to know the great ailment of the Islamic world and accept their mission, which they are responsible to fulfill before God, and try to cope with it. The regretful incidents in the region, including in Iraq and the Levant, and Yemen and Bahrain, and in the West Bank and Gaza, and in some other Asian and African countries, are the major problems of the Islamic Ummah, in which the plotting hands of the global arrogance must be seen, and for which a remedy must be sought. Nations must demand this from their governments, and governments must remain loyal to their heavy responsibilities. Hajj and its glorious gatherings are the loftiest place for the rise and exchange of this historic obligation. The opportunity to denounce infidels, which must be valued through participation of all Hajj pilgrims from all places, is one of the most expressive political rituals in this overarching obligation. This year, the bitter and devastating incident at Masjid al-Haram brought bitterness to all the Hajj pilgrims and their nations. It is true that those who passed away in this incident, who went to meet their Lord while saying prayers and going around the Kaaba and worshipping God, have achieved great bliss and are, God willing, resting in the sanctuary of divine safety and observance and mercy, and this could be a great source of consolation for their families. But this issue cannot reduce the heaviness of the responsibility of those people who are committed to providing security for the guests of the beneficent God. Acting upon this commitment and fulfilling this responsibility is our ultimate demand. May Allah bless those doing good. Sayyid Ali Khamenei.